Mums for Lungs is a campaign group. It's parents who are very concerned about air pollution. We are London-centric, but we lobby government and local government. So we would, you know, in an ideal world, we'd go nationwide. But we were only set up in 2017 in Lambeth, Brixton, by Jemima Hartshorne. And then I set up the East Sheen branch in 2018. And we now have another branch in East 17 as well. So we're growing, but we're still very small. We've got probably a group of 10 core volunteers who do all the work. And then we have wider networks. And all our branches have regular meetings. We moved to East Sheen from Barons Court, which is obviously quite central. Hammersmith is very polluted with the A4, but we live quite close to the South Circular, and my children will probably go to East Sheen Primary, which was recently featured on Costing the Earth last week, in fact, and they're participating in a big study to see what levels of pollution children are exposed to in their daily lives. And East Sheen is one of the Mayor's 50 audited schools, so I immediately got slightly worried and thought, rather than just be cross about it and do nothing, I'd actually do something about it. So we've currently got a letter that we are writing to Michael Gove and Matt Hancock and the other, you know, main secretaries of state that are concerned with air quality, asking for much more action now, because this is a problem that needs to be solved now. There's no point in saying we're going to have a diesel ban and we're going to be this, that and the other in, you know, 2040. It's got to happen now. This is a generation of children that we're affecting. And all of us, actually, elderly children, unborn children. I mean, that's really frightening. So we really support the mayor in his efforts. Brilliant. But much more needs to be done. We wanted a London-wide ULEZ. You know, why should a lot of outer London still suffer? And actually, the South Circular goes through East Sheen and it's not included. And to not include the South and North Circulars is almost criminal, really, because they are so polluted. We had levels apparently coming in over 50 on the South Circular outside the school in November. So we've got a real, real problem. So we are campaigning still to push it out further, and it needs to be done sooner. But I appreciate, you know, that there has to be time for people to change their cars. Now, we're also asking for a diesel scrappage scheme to help everybody change their cars. Obviously, people with low incomes and small businesses need the help, but actually everybody does to help them make those choices, because a lot of people made those choices for what they believe were the right reasons, and now they need to be helped to reverse that decision. So what people can do now, today, don't walk along main roads, especially not with your children. Walk along side roads. Get out of your car. You know, really consider whether you need to use your car for that journey. Most of the time, it's no. And if you get out of your car, you're making yourself healthier by walking, taking exercise. Your children are healthier. You're not exposing them to the pollutants. They're actually more at risk inside a vehicle than outside it. So if you put your children in your car to drive them to school, you're actually exposing them to far more pollution than if you walk them to school. And that makes people more aware of the problem. So it does improve road safety because there are fewer cars on the roads. The other thing is, if you're going on the back streets, you're really cutting your exposure a huge amount. Wood-burning stoves, I'm afraid, really, really throw out a huge amount of particulate matter. So you've got a horrible pollutant sitting in your house, and they do look lovely and they're nice and warm, but actually you're damaging yourself and your children. There are other things inside. I mean, we concentrate mainly on outdoor pollution and vehicle emissions because that's the highest source of pollution in London. But, you know, there is plenty of stuff on the internet about how you can reduce pollution inside your house as well. But really, the big thing is get off the main road. Do not walk along it. Walk along back streets and don't use your car as much.